Smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I've found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Yes, sir, boys and girls, it's time for a lot of fun with your old pal Happy Hank. And how about a song? Say, do you feel like singing? All right, and I know a dandy song, too. That old favorite, you know, that Mother and Dad sang when they were your age, like this. Da-da-da-da-dum-ba-dum-bum-bum. You remember that? Why, sure, it's Stephen Foster's Oh, Susanna, so let's all sing it together. Here we go. Well, I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee, and I'm going to Louisiana, my true love for to see. Well, it rained all night the day I left, and the weather, it was dry. The sun's so hot, I froze to death. Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me, 'cause I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. Well, I had a dream the other night when everything was still. I thought I saw Susanna a-coming down the hill. Well, a buckwheat cake was in her mouth and a tear was in her eye. Says I, I'm coming from the south. Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me, 'cause I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. Yes, sir, that was fine, boys and girls. Say, has anyone seen our pal Squeaky?
Oh, sure. I saw him.
Oh, you did? Where?
Well, he was right here. Well, hey, that's me. Oh, that's me. I'm Squeaky.
Well, hello, Squeaky. How are you?
Well, tip-top, just full of pep and raring to go. Yippee!
Uh-oh. Here's Popcorn, our watchdog and clock watcher. Say, yes, sir, I know that, Popcorn. Today is pickup race day.
And don't forget bank day.
Hey, that's right, boys and girls. Have you got your pennies and nickels and dimes that you've been saving already? Well, get them, and in a few minutes, we'll drop them in our bank. Now, don't forget.
And, well, don't you forget something else, Happy Hank.
Oh, did I forget something else?
Why, don't you know? We want a riddle. We want a riddle.
Oh, now, for goodness sakes, don't you start that again today. Well, how about it, boys and girls? Do you want a riddle? Oh, you do?
Sure, we want a riddle. Have you got a good one today?
Well, of course. Yes, sir. Now put on your thinking caps, boys and girls, and see if you can figure out the answer for today's riddle. Now be real quiet and listen carefully. What kind of a table has no legs? What kind of a table has no legs?
Oh, but that's crazy. Who ever heard of a table without legs?
Well, there's an answer. And you just keep thinking about it, boys and girls, and I'll tell you the right answer at the end of our program today. But right now, attention, boys and girls, get ready for the pickup parade. Say, turn on the magic electric eye, will you, Squeaky?
Yes, sir, here she goes.
Oh, boy, you hear that buzz? Well, I'm looking at you right through my magic eye, and boy, oh, boy, it looks to me as though we really need a fine pickup race today. Hey, look at the toys and books and papers on the floor. Well, let's get busy right away. Turn off the magic electric eye, Squeaky.
Okay.
And now, for the benefit of the boys and girls who are joining us today for the first time, in our pickup race, we line up in front of the radios, and when I blow the whistle like this, the pickup race is on, and oh boy, is it fun. We march all around the rooms and pick up the toys and papers and coats and hats and things that are out of place, and we help Mother put them back where they belong. Well, now, Popcorn will keep his eye on the clock and tell us when the race is over, and then I'll check up and see who the winners are, the boys or the girls. So, let's get started. Attention. There's the whistle, so forward, march. Left, 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 right, left, 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 and the left, right, left. Pick it up, bumpty-bumpty-bum. Pick it up, bumpty-bumpty-bum. Pick it up, put it up, lay it on the shelf. Don't leave it for Mother, but pick it up yourself. Left, left, and the left, right, left. Now say you'd better hurry, boys and girls. Hurry, hurry, hurry if you want your side to win. You look under the chairs and tables and hang up those caps and hats and put away those books and papers and things. Say, keep going. Pick it up, this is lots of fun. Pick it up, let's keep on the run. Now if you are finished and don't know where to go, just turn around and march right back to the radio. Left, 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 right, left, left, left and left, right, left. Say, you'd better hurry up, boys and girls. Now, you have just a few seconds left. Popcorn is watching the clock. Oh, look out. There he goes. Yes, sir, the race is over. Now, turn on the magic eye, Squeaky, so we can check up on the winners.
Okay, here she goes.
Well, congratulations, boys and girls. Say, you had a wonderful pickup race. Now, let me count all the boys who finished up the race on time. Put up your hands. 16, 27, 39. Oh, boy, look at them. All right, boys, put your hands down. Now, the girls' hands. 75, 497. Well, what do you know about that?
Well, who won, Happy Hank? Who are the winners?
Well, it was a close race, but according to my super calculator, the winners of today's pickup race are the girls.
Hooray! Hooray! Well, too bad, fellas.
Well, now, never mind that laugh, Squeaky. You just go over and mark up the score for the girls.
With pleasure.
Well, I know the boys are not discouraged, and I know they'll try again. Shall we sing it? 'Tis a lesson you should heed. Try again. If at first you don't succeed, try again. Then your courage will appear, or if you will persevere, you will conquer, never fear. Try again. Yes, sirree, and now let's drop our pennies and nickels and dimes in the bank. Have you got your bank ready, Squeaky?
Yes, sirree. And now, boys and girls, when I count to four, and when I say bank, you drop your money in the bank. Now, one for the money, two for the show, three to make pretty, and four, bank it.
There it goes, yes. And congratulations, boys and girls. And say, you just keep saving up your pennies for our bank days. Uh-oh, say, today is the last day for our slogan song about the wiggle worms. Oh, boy, that's a funny slogan song, all right. And I hope you've learned all the words by this time. And I hope when Mother or Dad ask you to sit still and keep quiet that you'll remember not to be a wiggle worm. So let's sing it all together. When Mother says sit down a while, don't be a wiggle worm. If you sit still, you'll make her smile. Don't be a wiggle worm. You can move around when you stand up, but when you sit down like a sleepy pup, just be as still as a buttercup and don't be a wiggle worm. And now let's see. Oh, say, now, boys and girls, it's time for another exciting chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters, the two young cowboys who got into trouble with Black Tom the Outlaw and his gang when they tried to find the lost mine. Now, remember last time, the boys were trying to find Black Tom, who had escaped from them in the tunnel. Well, Rocket has disappeared, too, but the boys thought they heard him calling for help. Well, they went back to try to find him and discovered another tunnel branching off from the one they were in. Which one of these tunnels did Rocket get into? Well, Sputters called for Rocket again, but all the boys heard was just Black Tom's mocking laugh. So, Black Tom must be somewhere in the tunnel. As the scene opens today, the boys are going to try to hear Rocket's voice again. Listen.
Well, we've just got to find Rocket, Sputters. Call him again.
No, we can't do that, Squeaky, because we heard Black Tom laugh, and we know that he's somewhere in this tunnel, and if we keep calling Rocket, Black Tom will locate us.
Well, I don't think he wants to locate us, Sputters, because he's trying to escape from us.
Yeah, but what if he signaled to his gang some way and they've come into the tunnel with him? He wouldn't be afraid of us then.
Oh, my goodness, that's right. I hadn't thought of that. But we just can't leave Rocket here by himself in the dark.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Well, I'll call him one more time. Now, you be sure and listen.
I will. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, Rocket! Rocket! No, listen.
That's Black Tom's laugh again. And I know why he's laughing, Sputters. He must have captured Rocket.
Oh, my goodness, I'm afraid you're right, Squeaky. And the way that laugh sounded, we couldn't tell where it was coming from. Where could Rocket and Black Tom be?
Well, I think we ought to... Hey, listen. I hear footsteps.
Yeah, you're right, Squeaky. And I hear them, too. Someone's coming, and it must be Black Tom.
We've got to get out of here some way, Sputters. We've got to do something. Say, I've still got the handcuffs. Maybe we could capture Black Tom again.
Squeaky, we've just got to try it. Hey, look down where my flashlight is shining. There's a big club. Well, I'll hit him over the head, and you snap the handcuffs on him.
Well, I'll help you hit him, because there's another club that I can use.
Yeah, but turn out your flashlight so he won't see us.
Okay. Now, say those footsteps are coming closer and closer.
Okay, Squeaky, let him have it.
I got him!
Yes, so snap the handcuffs on him.
Hey, there. He's handcuffed now, Sputters. Turn on your flashlight.
Okay, now.
Hey, look, Sputters, it's Rocket.
Hey, what's I'm done that you all got to beat my brains out? You all going to give me a headache beating on my head with them clubs? Get these handcuffs off of me.
Well, we didn't know who it was, Rocket. We thought it was Black Tom.
Did you hear that laugh, boys and girls? Black Tom is still somewhere in the tunnel. What's going to happen? Be sure and listen next time to another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. Now, remember, boys and girls, you keep listening right through to the end of our program, because at the end of the program, I'm going to give you the answer to today's riddle. But right now, it's time for birthdays. Well, I'll turn on the magic eye. There it is, and boy, oh boy, birthdays and birthdays and birthdays. Oh, look at the birthday smiles. Say, let's see the hands of the boys and girls who are going to celebrate their birthdays today. Say, that's great. Now put your hands down. Well, we've got the candles burning on the birthday cake, so we'd better make our wishes. Now, I'll make my wish, and you make your wish at the same time, but don't tell what your wish is. Here we go. Now, I wish since... that's it. You make your wish? All right, now take a big breath. 1, 2, 3, blow! Psh! And out go all the candles. You know what that means? Yes, sirry, birthday song. Well, now, if you don't know the words, you just hum. I know a boy who has a birthday today. I know a girl who has one, too. I'm glad to hear it, and I'm happy to say a happy, happy birthday to you. Attention, boys and girls, here's the answer to our riddle today. Yes, sir, now what kind of a table has no legs, huh? Well, the answer is a multiplication table. Now, you be good. Be careful and smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away.